Hey there, it's Miranda here, and welcome to another episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I appreciate you being here so much, and I appreciated the feedback I received during the recent Share Your Feedback competition. And today I've got a pretty big question for you, and that is perfection really one of your values? So why are you letting it be? Let's do this. What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. When it comes down to it, as much as we may aspire to be the perfect partner, the perfect daughter, the perfect daughter-in-law, the perfect mother, or the perfect business owner, it's often pretty darn hard. It's very hard to keep up the expectations of having a perfectly clean house every day, especially if you have small people running around, or maybe you have a dog, or you're just someone who doesn't like putting every single dish away all the time. So why do we let perfectionism become one of our values when it becomes close to running our business? Now, as you might have heard over the past couple of weeks, I've mentioned that I've got a new online workshop coming up on June the 24th. It's all about your vision and your values. Values make up a large part of neurolinguistic programming because it is our values that then form our beliefs. So we might think, oh, I know exactly what my values are. I'm totally down with this. Or yes, I'm really into being creative, or I'm really into like looking after my health, but life gets in the way. Or that's the type of values that we aspire to be. So I'm guessing if I said to you right now, what are your values? What do you value in terms of your business? You might be like, oh, fulfillment and creativity and making lots of money. Perfection probably isn't going to be on that list. But if I then asked you, hey, why are you holding back on that new course or that new offer, or even putting out a video on your Instagram or trying a reel, I'll bet you say, oh, it's because it's not good enough. Or I need it to be ready, or I need it to be a little bit more done, or I'd really like it to be perfect before I put it out into the world. And my question for you is, how will you know when it is perfect? How will you know? Will it be when you've got the sales page written and all of your follow-up email sequences done and you've recorded all the videos and you're just ready to go? Because chances are you're going to be doing a whole lot of work before you even know whether people want to buy or work with you in that way. So instead of letting perfectionism become one of your values, what can you do instead? Well, the answer is to get really clear on what your values are and to work out whether or not perfection is even one of them. I know for me that if I'd waited to be perfect in learning to speak Spanish, I never would have gone on exchange to the Universidad Católica in Santiago, Chile for 6 months. If I'd waited for my surfing to be perfect, I never would have hopped on a board. If I'd waited for my roller skating to be perfect, I never would have put my hand up to play my first ever roller derby bout 11 years ago and embark on one of the most fun journeys of my life. A friend of mine has said to me, she's like, oh, but that's okay for you. Like, it's okay for you to, you know, put an idea out into the world and see what happens. I don't work like that. And that's okay. You don't have to. But you also don't have to hold back on waiting until everything is perfect in order to put it out. You don't have to wait for all the ducks to be aligned in order to take action. In fact, if anything, the call to action from this particular podcast is, What imperfect action can you take right now? You know, if you've listened to a few episodes of this podcast, you'll have heard me say, look, it's just a matter of getting those ideas out into the world and out of your own head, getting out of your own darn way and seeing what happens. Because it's very hard for people to buy from you or to work with you if it's all inside the 6 inches inside of your brain. So getting clear on your values means that you'll know whether or not you're creating your next course or offer in alignment with them, whether or not you're going to be working towards creating clients who are in alignment with those values. Because part of the big reasons why knowing your values, whether it's in business or in what you want in a relationship or looking after your health, because you can actually, once you've learned how to do this, you can do it over and over again, which is kind of cool in lots of different ways. But once you've learned what your values are, you'll know whether or not it's time to take that imperfect action. You'll know whether or not, okay, well, if being creative is one of my business values, well, maybe how can I creatively put this imperfect thing out into the world so that I know I've done a really good job. So I hope as part of listening to this episode, you might be starting to think about when in your life you have taken imperfect action, or you didn't wait for everything to be perfect in order to do something. I know that if I had waited for the perfect time to launch my first coaching group, the AdFab coaching group, it may not have been right when we went into lockdown during coronavirus, but it actually worked out really well for me. So if you can have a think back to some of those moments or times in your life where taking imperfect action has actually paid off, I think that's a really good starting point. Because if perfectionism isn't one of your values, it's time to knock it off the list and make sure that you are working in a way that suits you and suits your values. Now, if you'd like to spend some time with me working on your values, discovering your values, maybe just getting really clear on what they are so that you can stick them on your wall. And next time you go to create something or you're getting too caught up in your head, oh, is this video right? What will people think of me? I can't believe I'm going to put this out on Instagram and people are going to judge me. You'll be able to go, if one of my values is educating others or is to, you know, get other people excited behind what I do, whether it's coaching or helping people live happier lives or healthier lives, then you're going to go, well, I'm going to have to put it out then, aren't I? Whether it's perfect or not. So it's just going to be a great thing for you to come back to over and over again, knowing what your values are and working them in towards your vision, because they kind of go hand in hand. Knowing what your values are and setting them into the vision, knowing where you're going to be when everything happens in the way that you want it to. And after the last workshop, I think one of the big responses I got was they loved how simple it was. They loved that it wasn't overwhelming. It was a group coaching environment. And it's also inspired one of the people who attended to take imperfect action on her own style of workshops as well. And she emailed me because when I announced this last week in my email, she said, oh, I've just had this idea of the type of workshop I want to run. Can I do it? Because you've sort of, you know, shown me how to do it. And I was like, of course you can. I don't own this. And it's just a 2-hour workshop. Anyone can do it. So if you would love to come along and spend 2 hours hanging out with me, head to my website. You'll see it under the events section. It's just a 2 hours workshop. You'll walk away with a list of your values. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, you might already have that list, but hey, we can always refine it together. You can bring it with you if you really want. Or you can turn up having done all of your perfect homework and say, well, I already know what my values are, so tell me what my vision is. Either way, it's going to be really enjoyable. It's a Friday, the 24th of June, 10 till 12 Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's just $33, and I would love to have you there if you've ever worked on your values. The thing about values is they change all the time. And there's the values that we want to have in our business, and there's actually the values that we're working on right now, the frame that we're working within right now. And the difference between them can sometimes be very illuminating in terms of, so that's how I'm sabotaging myself right now, right? Didn't realize. I thought I was doing all the things, but turns out I'm not. So as I said, head to the events section on mirandaivy.com, book yourself a ticket, and I hope to see you there. And if you're not coming, or you just love some homework to do between now and then, you've got a few questions to answer. Number one is perfection really one of your values? And if not, why are you letting it be and stopping you from putting your next amazing thing out into the world? And when in your life have you taken imperfect action and seen results anyway? I would love to know how you go with this. If you want to drop me a line, hello@mirandaivy.com, or find me on Instagram. I'm often on there posting random reels because, hey, I'm all about imperfect action. So until next time, I hope you take some fabulous imperfect action, because as a wise woman once said, done is better than perfect. Have a fabulous week. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm @MirandaIvyMedia. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.